Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
What a big show we had tonight. Jack started off with the
crazy.
Who was the first
group? The suicide prevention group.
And those people are amazing what they do. And they was on for an hour. And then we had RJ from St. Joe Festival.
A DJ.
That thing is once again a fun time. The Wow J. And we also picked his brain a little bit about the Wow. And yeah. RJ's, you know, he's just a champ.
Yep.
And then we just got done with Jim Wechner and Larry Keller and Ivan talking about the
gotta get over and see that.
Wall, absolutely.
That really looks like that's gonna be cool.
That is big. And so we got off to a late start here tonight it's been one tough week for the people for recovery for a lot of people because we lost a great friend. A great friend of our show. Just about as good a guy as there was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mr. Joe Bruins. And it was a gut punch. I mean, it was a gut. Even though you knew, you know,
it wasn't good. Yeah, we knew it wasn't good. But
that guy lived. His last few months. Kudos
impressive.
It is. And
all those tributes and all that stuff online. Man, he made such a difference in so many people's lives.
It's amazing.
It's unreal. He was the most positive person
ever. I'm not sure that we've ever had anybody touch the lives at that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, that was huge.
And, you know, Robin Armstrong retired, and people were just gushing about what she did. We've had some tremendous teachers here.
But it's kind of funny, I read a lot of those things, you know, and they did talk about they gave kids, you know, confidence, and that was something big that Joe did. Joe did that for my son. You know, when he was a freshman in basketball, he had no confidence.
But you know, phone's ringing.
You know, and then after having Joe for that year, I mean, that propelled him up to being a lot better player, and I always loved him for that.
We're trying to. We got Jeff Hobbs coming,
Hobbs,
calling
he's
in,
hanging in there.
He's calling me on my personal.
Oh.
Hobbsy, you got to call. 567-510-0096.
I'll just text that to him.
Text that, baby, so we can get him on.
Because we got Jeff Hobbs calling in.
While we're doing that, I'm just going to play something real quick that I got from.
Yeah, bring it in there.
Yeah.
State championship stuff. Just Joe talking about other people.
Yep.
That's just what he does.
Yep.
As you can see, I'm a little emotional now as well, too, because Joe's so happy for those boys coaches.
All right.
I'd like to get a shout-out, just in case Kyle wasn't up. Kyle Timmerman is in Okinawa, Japan, right now, serving our Marine Corps. If you are listening, Kyle, this state title is part of some of the things that you did for this program, the toughness. Evan and Alex, the Shane boys, who are in basic training right now, and Seth Briegel, you guys deserve part of this as well because you started this playoff run last year. Nate Lochtefeldt, you guys are all a part of it. All these guys that inspired these seniors, it's unbelievable. So enjoy this. If you're listening to us, if you're at here, if you're back at the bowling alley, this is something special. Obviously, I can talk now, but before, boy, just seeing the guys celebrate, boy, and watching these guys grow up, Jeff, like you and I have, you just feel so good for them and the coaching staff. It just leaves you speechless for a while. And usually I'm not speechless. I can usually talk an ear off, but boy, I kind of got choked up. Man. So happy for these guys.
Yep. So that was Joe. And I believe we have Mr. Hobbs on the line.
Jeff Hobbs, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Well,
that's a good-looking voice. That voice smiles.
Oh, man. Made
pretty
me
awesome.
Tear up.
Yep, pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Hobbsy, you had a long run with Mr. Burns, and you guys were pretty fabulous announcing Fort Recovery football. And tell us a little bit about what Joe meant to Jeff Hobbs and the Jeff Hobbs family.
Well, I mean, you know, probably the thing that meant the most was I coached high school basketball and college basketball before I ever came before each other as head coach and as an assistant in college. So I knew who Joe Bruns was before I ever came before each other. Now, that doesn't mean anything. I watched him lose in triple overtime in the state championship game, and I just knew who he was, and that's how I actually knew where Fort Recovery was, because of that game. And so the first conversation we ever had was, I felt like I already knew you, man. And then he again, from that day on, you find out later that his son's going to turn out to be one of my son's best friends. His oldest son, Chase. His youngest son, Brandon, is going to be my youngest son's best friend. We got to work together for 7 years right down the hallway. And, it's just, and then again, just too many things, bored on the same day. I mean, it's a little weird. I mean, and then the bond that we had, and when we came to town and don't know anybody, and Jackson comes in as a big kid, and he could have easily been, hey, I don't want this kid to take my son's spot. And he wasn't. He was like, man, what can we do to make this kid better? He just makes us better. That was all Joe was about how the Fort could be better. Mm-hmm. And so, for Frick, I mean, I just was out on the golf course and I was waiting on you guys to call, and I, watching the sun go down and thinking about who was going to talk about tonight and just talk about some of the things that Joe did and meant to me. And it doesn't mean it mattered to me. It's what he meant to Fort Recovery. It's what the Bruns family's meant to Fort Recovery. I mean, probably the greatest picture that I ever had, or I have, is my son and Chase with Whitey Bruns after we won going to the state the first time in Springfield. Yep. Just a smile on Whitey's face, and again, hearing Joe's voice talking about, always deflecting, always giving somebody else the
absolutely
credit.
Always, always
did. Hey, it was and so, that's the way he was taught. I mean, I told Whitey, I said, man, you're the one taught Jackson how to throw that curveball. He goes, oh, shit, son. He goes, he's so much better than I ever was. And I said, come on, man. And that's just, again, that's who the Bruns are. That's what they're about. And, again, man, it's a sad day. It's been such a hard, for a guy like Dave Blockberger, people that are listening know who Dave Blockberger is. I give Dave as much credit as anybody for winning that state football championship because of what he did in the weight room, and what the sack and, the new building meant to us. But Dave just tells it like it is. You've been around Dave Blockberger. He doesn't sugarcoat things. And he called me on his way home, the other night, and he's in the day before the funeral. He said, it's the worst day of my teaching career.
Yeah.
And he hadn't had very many bad ones.
Okay? No, right.
Listen, this is be honest. He's got great kids. He's got a great job. He loves what he does. He's really good at it. He works with great people. But for him to say it's the worst day of my teaching career, because he lost one of his best friends. He lost a guy that he'd spent his whole career with, a guy that just he laughed with, he cried with, he won with, he lost with, but he was a brother, and that's so.
Yeah, he
is what it is, but it's just good people.
Yeah,
really good.
We have group texts with like Patch and Block and Vonnie and. I sent that picture of the four coaches, like the regional final game.
Yeah.
And Patchy texts back. He said, thanks for making me cry again. and Block, Block said, the hall seems so different. This was the day after, And think about that. And when Fee talked about it earlier, Fee talked about reading all the things on Facebook, the dedications to Mr. Bruns and how he touched the lives of so many. We can talk, we're older enough now, but the young people that he touched.
Yeah.
And, that's something that
and Bob and I is too. We're so sports, fired up, which Joe was too. Joe was a great sports guy too. But yet, he reached those kids in the classroom too that were, the guys that were like me. I didn't give a crap, but he knew that.
He came to school, so he played sports and chased girls.
Exactly.
Yeah, what the heck?
The extent of it. And by the way, okay, I'm going to school because I have to. And, and Brunsy is, again, we have so many of them. You don't understand. I mean, again, I've said it 100 times. I'll say it 100 more before I go to the grave. Best 7 years of my life.
Yeah.
Best 7 years of my life. Well, I worked with people. Mm-hmm. that it wasn't, it was, there were some bad days, but listen, I mean, 99 of them were good.
Yeah.
You right. know, and so it's one of those things that, that when you work with people like Joe Brunn, the people that, that work at Full Recovery High School and have worked there that I got to spend time with, it wasn't a job. I mean, it, you, when you go to work and it's not a job, it doesn't, it, it's not a job. It's fun. It's your friends. It's people. You enjoy working with kids, making a difference, changing lives. And, you know, when you see kids come back, you know, when you see kids at Walmart with their family and they, that's what it, what's about. I mean, and, yeah. you know, Joe, he made the classroom fun. He made, you know, kids would, they loved playing with him and messing with him. I mean, I remember that when they put, he had the old, Honda that he drove for, I mean, forever.
Yeah.
And the kids, Joe was not a social media guy. These guys put his car on eBay and they put it on Craigslist for sale. And they said, "Hey, Mr. Bruns, I mean, look at this vehicle. This is really sweet." And he is, you know, and he's looking at it. He's looking at it. He goes, "You know, it looks a lot like the vehicle I drive." Yeah. And it went about, honestly, it went almost half the day before he realized these kids had put his car on Facebook and and you know, and they put his phone number on there too. So when he started getting calls about people wanting money, I got some, this one's the best though. So, Joe was addicted to coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, you know, Denise said to me. She said, "Hey, you know, I guarantee his mom's got a pot of coffee waiting on him."
Yeah.
And you know, and just and so, but Joe, I mean, he brought his own coffee maker. It was this. It was a running joke. Mm-hmm. And so. You know, our kids are so good. I mean, I tell the story I told today. 7 years, I suspended two kids. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I mean, at most places, they suspend two in a week or a day.
Yeah.
You know, two in 7 years. And so, but one day I'm walking in, I'm walking out, moved down by the administrative office. And I see a kid coming over from Pakistan. He's carrying a cup of coffee. I said, and I will leave him unnamed, but I'll tell you boys the name later. I said, "What are you doing?" I said, he goes, "Well, you know, I'm running late and I had to have a coffee and I'm good." I said, "All right, don't let it eat again. Poor recovery kid. Hey, don't let it happen again. You got it? I'll let you in the side. I let him in the side door." What? Not knowing, you know, when I'll tell you the end of the story. So he just walks straight back to class, takes the, it's like 3 days later. I see him coming again. Same kid, same cup of coffee. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, I said, "Detention." I said, "Listen, I can't, you know," I said, "if Mrs. Albine finds out that I've done, you know, let, you know, and Barbie," and he said, "All right, what time? Tomorrow morning, 7:30 before school?" "Yep, all right, I'll be there." He shows up at detention the next morning, never says a word. So about 2 weeks later, same kid, he's got keys and he's coming in the door. And I said, "Whoa, stop." I said, "What are we doing?" I said, he goes, "All right, Mr. Hobbs, you got me. This is Mr. Bruns' coffee. He sends me to Pack-A-Sack every day. He gives me $5 to get a cup of coffee. I get a bag of Skittles and a candy bar." And, you know, so don't tell me, B, that that's something that you know, little Bobby Stalker wouldn't have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a candy bar. And this kid would have taken it to his grave.
Yep.
He went to the kitchen.
Yep.
He never said it. So I said,
he liked that candy bar and Skittles.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't give it up.
And I get Joe Bruns a little bit later. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, you got an A in the class, Jeff. I mean, you know, and he got his work done. So, I mean, he's just going on a little field trip." So, I mean, you know, and like I said, that's a Full Recovery kid.
Yeah.
Never say a word. Don't take it to his grave. He said, "Oh, well, Mr. Brun sent me over there." Yeah. Nope. Not till the third time he got caught with Joe's keys coming in the side door.
Joe was my assistant on golf when I was towards the end of my golfing coaching career, and Joe was the assistant. So, you know, I was pretty loose with my language. That'd be an understatement. And yeah, so after we got done playing, we played like crap. I think it was at Minster. And I'm just absolutely I think it was Mitch and Curtis. And I was ripping them. And I said, "You know, are you blanking and all this stuff?" We get in the van, Joe, it's a good thing you're friends with old Mudboat, he said, because I don't think I could get away with that.
He's telling you your resignation tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, old Mudboat, he said. You know how I talk. Oh, my God.
Love that nasal twang.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's awesome.
Yeah, you know, how do you get away with that?
Well, first of all, this is probably my last year anyway.
He can have it. Well, you know, and again, just you talk about a guy who talked about his kids. I mean, loved his kids, loved coaching his kids, and hard on his kids. But
fair.
Like, what, a week ago, he gets to go to Muirfield. Clark gets that set up. He goes to Muirfield. Lonnie said Joe wouldn't take one swing. All he was worried about was Jalen, how she was playing.
And
that kind of thing. But, you know, a great example of again, the kind of coach he was and the foresight. So, you know, the boys are sophomores. You know, they're coming in their sophomore year, Jack and Chase and that crew. And you know they're going to be good. I mean, it's a group that everybody's been watching. And, you know, I call them the Globetrotters in basketball because, you know, the gym would fill up when the seventh grade played. And, you know, felt bad for the eighth graders. And the next year, there'd be nobody at the seventh grade game. And the eighth grade gym would be full, you know, for these guys. And this was, you know, again. And so he called me one night. And he said, Hobbsy. I go, yeah, Joe, what's up, man? He goes, I got an idea. Tell me if you think I'm crazy. He goes, I know, you know, Chase has always played shortstop. He's always pitched. He's always done this. He goes, who's catching for us the next 2 years? I said, well, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, you had Blake Boopin. You had a pretty, pretty daggone good catcher for, you know, for a three-year run there.
Yeah.
And then he says, Chase Brun's going to be our catcher.
Chase Brun.
Write it
exactly.
down. I said, okay. All right, man. So that year, Chase could have ridden the varsity. He would have pitched some. He would have played some because he was good enough as a sophomore. Chase played every game at on the JV team as a sophomore because his dad said, you're going to find your way on the field and you're going to make a difference.
Yep.
Now look back, V, you coached those teams. Our junior and senior year, we had a pretty daggone good backstop.
You had a great backstop.
And, you know, and he got bigger and stronger. And he did. But he turned himself into a good catcher.
Nobody
he
run on
good.
Him. Yeah, that was awesome.
No,
I mean, that's awesome.
He had a pitcher and shortstop arm.
Yep.
Right. But he learned how to do it. And Joe took him places, did things. They watched video. And, you know, you look back at that team. I mean, honestly, who's going to be the catcher on? You know, you're going to be catcher by committee. Maxie's going to, as junior, those guys going to play. But he turned out to be a good player. And again, just some of the things that, again, got the girls golf program back going again. And again, you know, he'd be selfish. We always talk about, he goes, I'm doing this because I want my daughter to play, you know, sure. And I know my younger daughter's going to be a good player. But, you know, that's what coaches do, though, when their kids are involved, especially when your kids were young. You know, you do it because your own kid's there, but you do it and you make everybody else better in the process. And Joe made Full Recovery a pretty decent girls' golf program. And
absolutely. I remember when Chase was a junior, and Chase could shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't guard any, you know, he guarded like, you know, Joe was the same way. Joe didn't guard anybody.
But
he could shoot a little bit. And I remember Chase was a junior, and we were struggling offensively. And we were uptown like on Saturday, up at the gym on Saturday morning watching a freshman play. And Joe sits down there, and he brings us coffee in.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bobby, let me ask you that. He always Bobby.
Yep.
Hey, Bobby, you could put Chase out there and help our offense. I mean, he's not going to guard anybody. He'll knock down the triple, though. You know, and I said, he was a smart. You know, he coached that basketball team. They wouldn't have done it without Joe Burns at the helm and his staff because
absolutely
he molded those guys.
I tell you what, he was the play caller. I mean, he always had a play. Let's get a play, you know. And it was awesome, and it always worked.
Yeah.
That deal with Scotty Dilworth and Overman,
the
backdoor play worked every freaking time. It was like, and he'd do it two times in a game. It was like, okay, we burnt you. Why don't you go do it again?
Yeah,
it's gonna work. He was unbelievable.
I'm going to the state game. I have no idea where Full Recovery Ohio is.
Right.
Okay, I mean, I I'm with Damon Goodwin, who's one of my best buddies. You guys know Damon, St. Mary's, UD Flyers, and Capital. You know, he's coaching, you know, 25 years there, Hall of Famer. He says, I'm telling you, Hobbsy, it's going to be a good game. He goes, I've seen them. He goes, they got a kid named Clark Mays, good player. They got a solid point guard, and they got a young post guy that I like a lot. Well, guess what? That young post player ended up at Capital.
Yeah, absolutely.
All-conference player and, you know, honorable mention All-American, you know, only runner-up player of the year in Chuck Benn. And so, you know, I said, I don't know. Worthy Christian, they're dominant. They're going to kill him. Ends up, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. We all know how that ended. But yeah. It is what it is. And, again, Joe and his staff did a great job. And, again, it's one of those ones that you could probably go into that game saying, oh, everybody thinks, oh, Worthy than Christian. And, you know, when you coach, a guy like Joe, they haven't played us yet. Yeah. They haven't played us yet.
That's right.
You're dang right.
So, and then when he had Vonnie, Vonnie was he was as cocky as Joe was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, them guys, you know, they were, you know, they're nice guys, but they wanted to beat your ass.
They beat your ass. Right.
Oh, yeah. They were competitors.
I guarantee you there was a whole lot of piss and vinegar, rah-rah, when that came on. You know, they don't think we got shot. Boys, I tell you what, they're going to be, you know. And it's just,
let's see what happens.
Yeah, you know, and just talk about the radio a little bit more because it was just such a good run, you know, and so much fun. And, you know, just like tonight, I mean, so, you know, tell me that the Bubba and P show is not worldwide. I mean, I'm getting calls wide up. Hey, here you on the radio. You know, Alexa Top. Hey, here you going to be on the radio tonight. Graham Rose called me noon today. Hey, I hear you going to be on the radio tonight. Hey, give me a shout out. You know, I'll be listening. Mary will be listening. You know, and just, but every Friday night, I mean, we're getting 20 to 30 texts. Hey, well, listen, man, you sound great. Yep. I mean, every Friday night in Columbus. Hey, you guys
pretty
sound
cool.
Great, man. He called us, you know, Don Cricky and Dan Fouts.
Yep.
Hey, Cricky and Fouts are on it. You boys are on it, you know. And you just got to, you know, when you work with somebody long enough, you just get a feel. And you just, you know, we never walked on each other. We never, it was just, you know, I lob him the softball. He hits it out of the park, you know, and it's just, that's what you're supposed to do. Good teams do that. And it was just so much fun. And, you know, and to end up, you know, winning a state championship and you know, being at the Shoe and going up to the skybox and, you know, and you got, hey, he goes, Hobby, look at this. There's replays. There's replays. We have TVs. We have 40-inch TVs right in front of us. We saw every replay. This is awesome. I get used to this. And they got, you know, and the food. They had everything you want to eat up there.
Wine and dining.
They had like 9 cups of coffee in the skybox.
Yeah.
It was just, you know.
Yeah, Jeff, I listened to try to find a good little blurb there when we started, when you were on the phone calling in. I listened to that whole hour of post game. Man, was that tremendous. You had one of your buddies out there on the field getting interviews, but the stuff between you and Joe,
awesome. What they say to you, Neil, but I mean, I had a plan 2 weeks ago. I called Bubba and I said, reenact this. We got to go one more time.
Chuck would have made that happen.
My sideline crew, we had everything. We had set everything up, and I hadn't even told him yet, just because I wanted to, you know, make sure he was feeling up to it, and that we were all good. But it would have been pretty cool to go one more round.
Yeah, Chuck would have made that happen, even if Joe would have had to been watching on NFHS, and we'd had to delay our broadcast 10 seconds or whatever that is. Chuck would have made that happen. It was going to happen.
I think if Joe would have still been living and found out we were doing it, Joe would have been in that press box. That's the part that, you know, again, the fighter and competitor. You know, and that's the thing, too, that you don't really realize, and maybe only Denise and God knows, you know, that how much pain he was in.
Yeah,
you know,
it's absolutely.
Like, you know, I see him on Sunday, and he looks really good. Like, you know, at that anniversary party.
Yeah.
You know, Chase tells me Tuesday the best day he's had in 6 months. Wednesday they're out, you know, working, walking, burning trash. Hey, man, I'm going to beat this thing.
Yeah.
Thursday, you're dead. It's one incredible. Of those things that you don't understand it, you know, and that's the part that as we get to the age we're getting, I mean, you know, listen, boys, I'm going to put you in my inner circle. There's only about 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
I've lost two of them in the last 4 months in their 50s.
Right.
And that's not good. You know, that's the one thing I was thinking about. My father-in-law, God rest his soul, he was a dandy, you know, farmer from Wheelersburg. And, you know, but we go down in Washington Courthouse, go, you walk in the house one day. I said, Albert, how's your day going? He goes, I've had a shitty week, Jeff. He's about 80. Yeah, and, you know, old farmer. I said, how's come? He goes, I've been to the Anthem Funeral Home three times this week, Jeff. My friends are all dying.
Yeah.
And I said, and I, you know, he's 80. He's 79, 80. You know, it's like, but that's when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
The way, you know, that's just kind of like, you know, not when you're 53. You know, my other buddy here in Sydney, 58.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's not what's supposed to happen, you know, and so.
Yeah.
No. But at the end of the day, you just don't question things. You just realize.
Right. I'll tell you another thing.
Somebody's got a better plan, and you know, it'll all work out.
Yep. I don't know who did it. I'm sure it was had a lot to do with Holly, but the thing, the dedication last year with Joe, and all them guys came home. You know, that was just. I mean, that was a heart wrencher.
Yeah,
I mean, that was just really awesome.
You know, on that blurb that we were listening to right before I came on, he goes, you know, I'm kind of choked up. I'm lost for words. And they said, well, Joe, if you want to say a few words, he goes, all right. Well, I think I can say a few words. Hell, he'd still be talking right now.
You know, when he started, he kind of buckled. And when he buckled, I thought me and Bob were going to fall.
Yeah, I mean,
over.
I was cheering. My lips was quivering.
Oh, I was too.
14 minutes later, the teams are standing out there ready to get back on the floor. And Joe's still one-lining it and telling stories. And, I mean, you got people laughing. You got people crying. He's dropped a couple
you know, and
four-letter words. And, you know, but you know what? That, again, people would walked out of there better that night just because.
Oh,
you know,
my God, yes. And that's, you know, and this is Joe. He comes up on Monday to the garage, comes in and starts talking to me. He goes, hey, you know, because he was, you know, he says, Big P, you know, had us all fired up and stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he says, hey, I didn't offend you, did I? I said, hell no, Joe. I said, I was having more fun than anybody up there.
Yeah.
I said, you were fabulous.
Yep.
And but that's the way he was. You know, God, I hope I didn't make you mad or anything. Hell no, you didn't make me mad.
Yeah.
No.
But what a guy. I mean, that's
absolutely.
Him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff. I appreciate you taking the time out to talk about Joe and
I'll
your
do it,
friend
I'll do it all day, every day.
Absolutely,
absolutely. Real deal, man.
You know,
that's part got to be important. He's got to live. You know, he's got to live. And, you know, I think the guy's a Hall of Famer. You know, and I think that you know what he did all as a coach, and he was a good player. And you know that. So to me. Someday, even later, that guy's got, you know, he's got to be a Hall of Famer. And so, but again, whether he ever is or not, he's Hall of Fame in my book.
And absolutely.
And a whole lot of people that wear the purple.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, in closing, Fort Recovery, the student body, the people of Fort Recovery are better people because of Joe Bruins.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Denise and the kids are class, nothing but class. And you know, the gala, you know, we did a lot of people reached out to make sure that we helped out. You know, that we helped out Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they wouldn't, you know, how they were. They the people need it worse than us, Bobby. You know, and that's the way they were. And they're Joe was beautiful. His family's beautiful. And we're going to miss old Joe.
We are going to miss.
Bobsy, thanks.
And can't be said much better than that. I mean, he made people in Fort Recovery better. And there's a big hole that's got to be filled. And, you know, but that memory will be there for a long time.
It'll never go away.
That's right. Hobbsy, thanks for taking your time out. We're going to take a break.
Thanks,
we're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Kevin Werkamp about another legend.
Who's Kevin Werkamp?
And that's Eddie Werkamp. And we had a dedication for Eddie on Friday night. We're coming back. We're going to talk with Thorpe right after this. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 9th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 to 11. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will be used to promote suicide prevention and awareness and to support local suicide support and services in our communities and schools. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds on Saturday morning, September 9th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor.
Okay, sorry about that.
Are we back on?
Yeah, I think we are.
We're back on.
Hello, I'm Kenny.
I thought we were on before, but we
thank Jeff Hobbs and for giving
us. Hobbs, a good man.
Yeah, he is. God love him. And he was hurt. You know, he was texting. Oh, he's doing a lot of texting us.
They were tight. Them two were tight.
Absolutely.
Well, the boys are
they
tight.
They were made for each other.
Yeah. The boys were tight.
And good boys.
They were perfect together.
So we're joined here now by, I think I'm going to go, now turn your mic towards you a little bit here. This is
got to get the mic very near.
There you go. There. You're ready.
Yep, there we go.
You're off.
We're joined here by Pork Work Camp, and Pork on Friday night, they had a thing, talk about your pappy. And I thought it was well done. That guy pissed so many people off. It is. Remember in Little League, Blue Flame team, him and Billy B.
Couldn't beat them.
17-1, 18-3.
Yeah.
And everybody would say, well, how come they got to. Well, first of all, their kids are really good.
Yeah.
That is why they're really good.
Yeah.
And
we just knew how to work the system.
Is that what it was? You guys were system workers?
And you did happen to have the best, all the three or four best guys were always out in your area. Well, we'll pick him up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We live in Sharpsburg. Why are you picking him up in St. Peter?
on
the way.
We're like, we know John Kalp's coming up. Jerry, you want to coach us like 2 years before?
That's right. So on Friday night, actually, I think everybody was there. And the whole family was there. And,
yep,
tremendous.
And
that was a really good deal. That's pretty nice of them to do that.
It is, and your dad was a huge. You know, when you think about Fort Erie football, him and Billy B and Mudboot.
Yeah,
you know them guys. They damn near started it, and you probably had some many nights as a kid that you.
Yeah, they pretty
Dad
much
got home about 10 o'clock at night, about half drunk.
Yeah, they pretty much started it.
They did.
I remember when I was younger, like I remember when they started the track. Like,
yeah.
And I remember putting blocks, like I was like maybe, I don't know how old I was, but I remember like we'd go up there after he would get off work. And we would be there till 8 or 9 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
Just to,
yeah.
I don't know. That's what we had to do. So yeah. I think it was normal to us.
Right.
You didn't know any of that.
Yeah, I didn't think it was anything crazy.
Yeah.
It was just normal.
Yeah, and I remember when we started putting the bleachers together.
Oh yeah.
And
oh my God.
I can't do shit. I mean, seriously, I don't know nothing. The only thing I could do is hand somebody a wrench or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And Eddie has just got sweat. I mean, he is sweating.
Oh, rolling.
And Billy B. And you know, grabbing. I'm like, yeah, I should get the hell out of the way.
I got to do. Grab your 9/16ths and got impact. Let's go. That's what we did.
That's right. I mean, it was.
That was.
You had a guys who had no idea what they were doing build that stadium. Really?
Yeah. Well, I remember we went and got those bleachers, brought them back. I'd take them all apart down there and then brought them back up here and put them all back together again. You know, and it's just like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then and at the time, I lived up on the corner right by the dam. So I'd see Bill and Ed go by every day. So I was like, oh, I got to get over there now. I didn't want to, but I thought, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, you live there.
Oh, I'll be sitting in the back, got a nice beer, sitting back enjoying air.
You already did 10 hours there worth of wrenching.
Yeah, they'd both come back. Oh, shit, I got to go.
Here we go, boys.
Yeah, I'd walk over. What are we doing today, boys?
Yeah.
Exactly what Pork said. Get your 9/16ths, your ratchet. Let's go.
I mean, that was their life. Like,
yeah.
Had no choice.
No.
That's just how they work.
And, right. And it never occurred to them that that wasn't normal. Yeah. And the family, they just thought that's what you did. You did stuff to help.
Them two looked at, they knew. They were looking at their boys and all them, and they had some athletes coming, and they thought, we ain't getting shut out of football. You know, that's enough of this. We got to get in this football deal. And they did it. And somehow they got her done.
Absolutely, they did.
And it was
Eddie was
awesome.
Eddie was unbelievable. Eddie was, you know, he owned a gas truck, he owned Blue Flame.
Yeah.
And everybody knew Ed.
Yeah.
I mean, it just everybody knew Eddie. And then he got out of the gas business. And he came to work for Cooper's, and he absolutely loved working at Cooper's.
Yeah.
You know? And then he'd come out to Bowling Alley, and we'd be sitting out there, and here he'd come. He'd come in about 3 o'clock, 3:30, and, what are you doing, Ed? He had the hands. He has hands the size of, I mean, he had the biggest mitts I've ever seen on you.
Yeah, that's
a
ball.
And I remember Roger and Jared making fun. He'd bring his big hands in there, and I'll tell you, he was so proud. And Port drove him nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, God damn, he was proud of them boys. Absolutely. He loved Fort Recovery.
Yes,
for a guy who was not from Fort Recovery.
No, not at all.
He turned
I mean,
that's hard to do.
It is. I don't know how you do it.
The only reason because he played football, right? And football wasn't from Fort Recovery when he came here. And then when he had us, like, I think he just wanted.
This has got
to
happen.
Yeah, he just wanted. He's like, I want my boys to play football.
I'm telling you.
That's the only. I think
exactly right.
That's where it came from. And then Billy B, like, I think Billy B played football like long.
Yeah,
long
yeah. They had a team for about two or three years.
A couple years.
So I think they just were in the same mentality. Yeah. Or like, well, I want my boys to play football because I played football.
And they were great friends from back in the softball days when they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
And man, was that a great team and a great bunch of guys.
It would be like you and Ross and Diller. You know, we got a little Rugrat Cliffy saying, boys, we're going to have freaking this be like.
Yeah, like if we never had football and we played and we were like, let's start football.
Yeah, let's get it going.
Yeah, because it meant something.
Yeah, because you wanted it. Because you want that for your kids, right?
Yeah, it was important.
That's the only reason.
But you just never understood, like what Friday night, I mean. Yeah. Until I went over and watched, like, St. Henry. I mean, we didn't have football. You go over there and watch that, and it's neater than shit. I mean, it was just neater. I mean, it was like, we got to get part of this. This is neat. I mean, it's just exciting.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, you know, we would go to watch high school, like, the playoff games over at St. Mary's or wherever.
Yeah.
And we never had football, and I'm like, what the hell? Like,
I'm built for football. Let's go.
Why the hell can't we have football?
I want football.
And I was young. And I think that's what was in his mind. Right?
Yep. Oh, I guarantee you. He's going to give you every chance.
Yeah.
So Fort Recovery started football in 94?
92. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think 92, 93.
And Brian graduated when?
95. I think he played.
I think he was the first varsity team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Coach Hay.
Coach Jim Hay.
Yeah.
Jim Hay.
He was great.
He was a perfect guy for us to have start our program.
I think he was.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would be good now, but to start the program, and he might be good now, but to start the program, I don't know if he'd come up with a better guy.
He'd always tell me, you got to chew their ass, but always leave them with a positive. And I'd watch him, and he would grab a hold of them helmets and pull them back and forth and then pat them on the ass as they go by. And be like, all right. Yeah, that's his philosophy. Great job.
Yeah, that's right. And then Kyle graduated in
maybe 90.
Kyle was the best athlete in the work camp, boys, probably, right?
Yeah.
Well,
he's probably. Yeah, probably.
Not too bad. I got a great Kyle story for you.
It hurts to say that, but yeah.
And Eddie was coaching.
Yeah.
So Bretzy asked me to coach Little League, and I did. Greg and Brad are playing. And so we're in a championship, and Kyle is a stud. So we go right at him. First inning, boom, hits home run. So he gets up the next inning. I said, walk him. Bretzy, I ain't walking that son of a bitch. I said, you got to walk him. I said, first base is open. Runners are second and third. I said, you got to walk him. I ain't walking him. Boom, home run. So he walks up third time. Runners are second and third again. I said, Bretzy, walk him. I ain't walking him. Boom, home run. He's got three home runs. Comes up the fourth time. I said, Bretzy, I'm walking him. I said, I'll walk him. I said, no kidding.
After the game,
nine runs later.
Yeah, Kyle was a hell of a little league player.
Yeah,
he was.
He was a good
league player. He was strong as a bull.
He was a stud back then.
Yes, he was.
He'd either throw an 80-mile-per-hour fastball or throw it in the back of your head.
It had to be something growing up with Eddie as your dad as competitive as he was, and just carried over to the boys.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and Jill was a good athlete.
Yeah. Oh, she's good.
She's a good golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie was a hothead.
Yep.
No doubt. But, I mean, I think that makes you who you are.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the neat thing was, them guys buried themselves into the getting this thing done and getting it all done. And then they coached. They were junior high coaches.
Yeah.
Forever. I mean, Billy was in D, Eddie was in offensive line, and it was Randy Diller. I mean, those three guys coached forever, too.
Yeah, they coached, and then they were like, hey, we got to paint the field. I'm like, okay.
And paint the field after getting done again.
I'm like, all right.
And then as their kids got in high school, hey, we're chain gang.
Yeah.
Hey, how about we chain gang?
Actually, I think they junior high coached and chain gang.
They did.
Yeah. Because they were chain gangers for
forever. What didn't they do?
That's right.
I think maybe even made and sold the popcorn. I don't know, but you know, you talk about they did everything except sell popcorn. I'm not sure they didn't do that.
They both always stopped at my house after every game.
Oh yeah.
We would have sessions there every Friday night. Bonfire going, boys eating hot dogs and drinking some beers, and how did we not win that game tonight?
How did we win that game tonight?
You know, it's always
It was great. We're gonna take a break. We'll come back. Talk more with Pork Work Camp, Big Fee, Neil, Indian Football, talking about Eddie Work Camp. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted to supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call and reserve your day and time for some Lanes. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes is open Thursdays at 3, Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
There's an event coming up you don't want to miss. The Cancer Association of Mercer County is sponsoring a bowling tournament, and it will be a four-person team, eight-pin, no tap. It will be held at Miracle Lanes on Saturday, September 16th, with sessions at 2, 4, and 6. The cost is $100 per four-person team and includes two games and eight beer tickets per team. There will also be a 50-50 drawing and several raffle items for you to win. Get your team together and sign up now at Miracle Lanes or by calling Tom Ramoklis at 419-852-2987. That's the 8-pin no-tap bowling tournament happening on Saturday, September 16th at Miracle Lanes, benefiting the Cancer Association of Mercer County. Where there is help, there is hope.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Here, Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Pork Wehrkamp, Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
My partner in crime, and McNeil behind the boards. We're talking Eddie Wehrkamp, and we're talking about his contributions to our program and to our town. Eddie was just a peach of a guy, and Pork, we're talking a little bit about he, now. You now are in charge of the cannon, and have been for how long?
Yeah. Too long? maybe 15 years,
yeah.
Maybe.
Explain how this all, like, where'd the cannon come from?
Yeah. The cannon came from Cy Brockman in town, right?
Yep.
And
he came up with that during the 175, I think.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure that he, before he passed, he kind of gave it, kind of donated it to Billy Bechtel.
Yep, ran it across the backyard to Bill's.
And yep. Said, keep this in Fort Recovery, do something with it. And then I think they kind of came up with...
I guarantee you that is three guys sitting at Stolly's saying, how about every time we score a touchdown, we blow that baby off and see what happens?
It's still good.
And it's a great deal. It's still
people
cool.
Love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's how it starts.
There ain't nothing neater than when them teams come in that ain't never been there before. Pork lets her fly, and it just scares the hell out of them.
I like when you shoot one of the refs, they about shit the...
Oh, yeah. The officials, that's classic.
Yeah, them guys that ain't been here, it's a classic.
I like when they hold their ears, and they still about shit them.
Yeah, that's right. Who was the original cannon shooter? Was it Chris Bechtel?
I think Billy got it, and then I think Chris... I'm pretty sure it was Chris.
Yep.
And then he just kind of... I think his
passed the torch to you.
Kids, and then he asked if we wanted to do it, and then we took it over.
So you and who's over there with you?
We had a lot. Right now, it's just there's a couple of us, me and Chicken, Jason Wynn.
Yeah,
and
Jason. He's been there for a while, right?
Yeah, he's been there with a couple years.
Iggy was there for a while, wasn't he?
Iggy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We've been doing it.
It was kind of all stars.
You've had quite a few all-stars out there.
Now we got more kids going down.
Oh, I see my grandsons over there now and crew and all crew's buddies.
We was pretty straightforward, you know. There was no...
You weren't like...
Really?
No. Yeah. You weren't like 15 years, 20 years from now. Lane and crew and them all be standing down there firing.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass it over to them.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely got to.
Yeah.
I gotta keep it
How
going.
How cool is that?
Yeah. It's pretty neat, though.
I do. I enjoy the cannon. Mm. That's really cool.
Yep.
So, how's mom?
Oh, she's good.
Mom
good?
Doing good?
Yeah.
Yep. And Jill is living in a home place now, is that right?
Yep.
And how many kids Jill got?
She got
12.
Two, and then one on the way.
Oh, good. Yep. Well, good for her. That's awesome. Yep. Kyle's got how many?
He's got three.
Teddy Ballgame's got?
Two.
I seen, I tried to get, so I'm standing there with B-Dub and
Teddy was at
Teddy at the game.
Yeah.
And I said, let me get, what's your kid? I'll give you some Skittles. No. I said, I'm getting, I said,
now, wait a minute.
Snickers. He can't have candy. I said, why? He's crazy. And all of a sudden the kid, he lays down on the cement. I said, you want some popcorn or something? Nothing.
Teddy
says,
laughing.
Yeah.
He said, ain't like Eddie. That's all
he's
he
crazy. Was,
sweets.
That's Eddie was a sweet eater. Yeah, Eddie was a neat bird. So now your son, Crew, is at getting that age where he's starting to get into sports.
Yeah.
And do you, and I, do, is it, so Pee Wee football. You play peewee football?
No.
You did not?
Coached.
Coached you. So is that something that you're a believer in?
Yeah.
I'm too. Is that something that you think we should bring back?
I mean, I've heard a lot of trash talk about it because I heard it, you know.
Burn them out.
Burns them out.
Yeah,
you know, by the time they get to 8th grade, they don't care anymore. Well, the ones that care are passionate about it.
I mean, it was fun. We had a lot of success back then.
Yeah.
What's that relate to? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
know. It's kind of cool, though. They had them Super Bowls. And
I mean, it's neat that, like, when we won state in 2015, coached all them guys, right?
And
they still remember that, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
And I don't know, like,
isn't that cool?
I mean,
that's, our program right now,
our numbers are, you know, our numbers are
very
good.
That might
not
be
saying
great,
that.
No, I agree. You don't know
changes anything.
Yeah,
but I mean,
if you have really good coaches when they're younger and they love it, I don't think it burns them out.
How many?
I don't think it burns any out more than any other sport.
What about how many teams, how many schools in America have peewee football?
Probably none.
Parkway does.
Almost none.
Parkway does. Yeah.
Parkway does. New Bremen did. St. Henry don't. No. Coldwater never has.
Marion
don't.
Most of them
Marion don't. Marion never has.
But yet the basketball, they'll start when they're in second grade.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not as physical, but it's not physical at that age level.
Yeah,
it's not physical till you get to the seventh, eighth grade.
It's a tough question.
And I think you guys always work fundamentals. Yeah. I mean, try to get them to.
I mean, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, right? You just want to understand how to tackle and how to, you know.
I mean, you teach them the fundamentals, and then after that, you try to win.
See what happens?
You got to
try to win.
Well, that's what.
My dad taught me, right?
That's right.
Like
Eddie.
He would have taught Pee Wee football in a heartbeat.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I guarantee you would.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. And all the other things that he and Bill Bechtel did for just our parks and our kids' sports in general. I mean, it's almost unbelievable how much those two guys put into making sure that the kids in this town had things to do that were productive.
Billy B was in the original park board.
Yeah, he's still there.
And he's still there.
Still there.
And I think that
like
was,
me and Bobby do. I mean, me and Bobby were together, and Eddie used to be in charge of the parks.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, he was phenomenal at it. Yeah. I mean, when you have guys like that, when you're park board members and stuff, you don't even worry about it.
Right.
I mean, you don't care because you know everything's getting taken
care
of.
You remember how mad Ed would be if you get on that diamond and he put the...
Oh, yeah. If it was too wet.
Oh, he hated it.
You put footmarks on that.
He put a footmark in there. What are you doing?
We had the Lions Club.
Why are you bringing that broom out here to wipe the out of the shortstop?
Everybody's like, oh, like softball. League tournament or whatever.
Oh, we can play.
Tournaments. They're like, oh, it's too wet. And he'd be like, it's too wet. They're like, F you, we're playing. Yeah. I'm like, I'd be with him. I'm like, yeah, you can play.
Remember when we had the Lions Club tournament?
Yeah.
And it poured down rain. And yeah.
Bill had a great
went
idea.
To Baster Park and got that tire thing with all the weight on it.
Oh, yep.
And he took that thing on that diamond.
The roller, yeah.
It about and took out the whole diamond.
Almost picked all the dirt and just
picked all the diamond up. Eddie's having a heart attack.
That was about as mad as I've ever seen.
God, and
Bill took that thing out there and
what are you? That's destroyed. Bill, give me time. It'll be all right. I got it.
Yeah.
No, you don't, Bill.
He'd take a little run. We'd have to go chisel the dirt off of tires.
Try and get it off
Eddie
there.
Was going
to
kill him.
Oh,
all of us.
I'd be like, Eddie, it don't matter. It ain't your diamond, Dad.
Yeah, it is.
Like, oh, yeah. I got to get it ready for tomorrow. I'm like, it'll be ready tomorrow. It'll dry out. He gets so freaking mad.
He would get fired up.
Yeah,
God dang it. He was Eddie was awesome.
And he cared.
If the Friday night league, whoever might have been selling beer that night, didn't clean stuff up, and it was there was cans and all kinds of stuff around on Saturday morning, he was not a happy man. He would call me, and I had nothing to do with it. But
Well, this summer. Your son, my grandson, a bunch of those little seven-year-olds went to Minster, and they had a tournament over there, a little league tournament. And it was the first time these guys had played. They had practiced. You had some practices with them.
Yeah.
We know they're good. I mean, you can just
good
tell
class.
That they're a good class. You know,
good class.
They got really good. And they ended up, first game they played, and we're down there watching them practice. And me and Pork even talking about they're terrible.
Yeah.
And Curtis goes, just maintain. He said, they got tiny kids. They got all these kids who know what they're doing.
They're going to be all right.
You wait.
Yep.
So we go over there to Minster, and by God, we won the first game.
Yep.
And then we won the second game. We're playing in the finals. We're playing, I think, Marion Local or somebody like that, right?
Marion, yep.
And we're in the finals, and we're down like 8-4 or something, and then we score 6 in the sixth inning or something, and we end up winning.
Nice.
And them little kids are...
They always get them rings.
Oh, yeah, I got the rings.
Freaking awesome.
And I was sitting there, and I was, it was with me and Jack, and Jack said, can you imagine what Eddie Werkamp would be doing right now? How damn proud. And looking down.
Oh, hell
And crew was running around like Erica's balling. And you just, that was just really a cool.
Oh, no doubt. I talked to my mom. Like, she was there, obviously.
Yeah.
She was like, she was, all of us guys that we all ran around with,
that's
all of our kids, right? And she's like, now your dad, he'd be like, we're going to take him to McDonald's, right? Because that's what we would do after a tournament like that.
Absolutely.
Like, and she was damn near crying.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was damn,
awesome.
That's like real. That was real.
That's right.
She loved that.
And yeah.
I mean, it.
I tell you what, Porky,
that was a pretty cool feeling. It actually
absolutely.
Was.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are all involved, and it makes a huge difference, and it'll pay back for you because it's so much fun when your kid is on a good team. You know, so because you're excited about going and watching them play, and I watch some of them kids, and nobody ever coaches them, and I feel bad for them, and it's. It's brutal to go watch them. You don't win. But when you teach them kids, and all of a sudden they win a couple of times, they get a taste of that.
Yeah.
They get a taste of that.
They had a taste of that.
Yeah. I mean, once they get a taste of that, it's like, what are we going to do to keep doing
this? They're like, I want to do this next year.
What are we going to do to do this?
There's some really good kids in that.
Yeah. Even Boomer Ball, basketball in Portland.
Yeah.
They all play over there.
Yeah,
they all play on different teams, and they all want to beat the piss out of each other.
Yeah. No doubt. And they win.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
At one point in time, they're all going to come together.
That's right.
No doubt.
And with that attitude, it's so much fun. God, it's much fun watching that.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
Like the exact same. I mean, I think that's the same feeling that
Eddie and Billy B.
Billy B. had
exactly
back in the day, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, like
absolutely.
Like,
that's
I
absolutely
feel like
right.
like Tiny. He is like great at
that.
He is.
And I consider him just like Eddie and Billy B. Right? I mean, he gets that, and I don't know.
It is
they picked
cool.
those all-star teams, and of course, I was helping with Bretzi and that, and then your dad and Billy came up to me and said, hey, help us with the all-star. Yeah. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and I learned a lot from them guys. I mean, them guys, I don't give a shit what you say. They were sharp.
Yeah,
they were pretty damn sharp about
it. Billy B yelled at you.
You know it. And the kids weren't scared. I was.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been a really neat show.
Good show tonight.
You know, we talked about Brunzy and just miss that sucker. And,
yep, absolutely.
And Eddie was just a champ. And you know, we Fort Recovery is a better place because of those two peckerheads.
Oh, absolutely. Ain't no doubt about that.
Any way in the world you can doubt that.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. So let's take one more break. We're back and talk about our volleyball team. We had a great win last night with Jay County.
Yeah.
And we got a big weekend coming up. We'll talk a little bit about the football team going to Coldwater, take on the undefeated Cavs. They got their hands full over there.
Got our hands full.
And we'll talk a little bit about the Friday game with Urbana. Tough loss. And you know, Wayne Trace 2 weeks ago and Urbana last week. And that's two tough losses. And we could be 2-0. We're 0-2. And we're going to talk a little bit about Indian football. Port's going to stick around.
Yeah.
Shoot the crap with us. We'll be right back to Sports Talk. Presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
St. Joseph Parish celebrates their 40th annual Homecoming Festival this year on September 8th through 10th. This year's events are highlighted by St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament on Friday night, a professional fireworks show, and the return of DJs Slick and RJ on Saturday night, and music by Natalie Uhlenhake on Sunday. Kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe tournaments, raffle drawings, games and food and fun will be had by all. It all happens on the grounds of St. Joe Church outside of Fort Recovery September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Check the St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page or the Church Bulletin for all of the details.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Your microphone is sagging. We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Tough game Friday night.
Ready to flip there.
There we go.
Against Urbana. God damn. We could have got that one.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Could have, should have. Wouldn't have taken much.
No. My brother texts me and says, great job on FR Radio. Kyle might have been the best athlete, but still the biggest beat.
Yep.
I think he's jealous.
He might be a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let's say a few things nice about him.
Dubs, he was good.
Dubs was good.
Yes, he was.
He was good running back.
Yes, he was.
Damn good, yep. We had a lot of fun watching.
Like those guys that are built like a tank.
Yeah, that's right. So the volleyball team went over to Jay County last night, and the 2-0 Indians against the 1-1 Jay County, or 2-1 Jay County Patriots, and Indians come out with a nice three-set victory.
Yes,
all good ones.
Yeah.
And we were behind in every one of them.
Yeah.
We were down, I think the second one, I don't think anybody was ever ahead more than 3 points, but the third set, we were down 8-1.
Mm.
But we
one thing about that volleyball, though, it's such a momentum deal. Man, yep. You can get her going. All of a sudden, now, you can make up that 8-1 pretty fast.
Yeah, against St. Mary's and National Trail, we had several times, and we just scored like five. We get somebody back there serving, and the other team couldn't handle it. We'd score 4, 5, 6, 7 points in a row. With Jay County, we just kept getting 2-1. We'd be down. We were down 8-1. We'd basically outscored them 2-1 the whole rest of the time. We never got those big 3 or 4 or 5 points in a row, but we just kept.
Indians plugging. Win 25-22, 26-24, 25-21. Callie Wendell, 8-for-8 on serves, 19 digs. Deegan Forkamp with a huge game, 15-16 service. She had 5 digs. 5 aces, 11 digs, and 14 kills. Mara Pearson, 12-for-16 serving. 2 aces, 8 digs, and 9 kills. Kennedy Mullen came 14-for-15 service. 2 aces, a dig, 16 assists, and 5 kills.
Nice.
Paige Guggenbiller, 9 kills. Sage Luthold, a couple blocks and a kill. Kaylin Heikamp, 5-of-7 serves, 17 assists. Carly Niekamp with a dig, and Kenzie Garkey to 8-of-13 servers and 2 aces. Nice. And the Indians improved to 3-0.
And
they got Parkway tomorrow night.
It's time
game
to
on
back.
For Recovery Radio.
Yes, and that'll be a simulcast with Rob Weaver.
And that game is here. Is that correct?
That's at home.
It is home.
Yep.
And so, we got a little Fort Recovery flavor, I think, on Parkway, too. Dave Kanapke's granddaughter.
Oh.
Freshman.
Oh, really?
She plays varsity.
Would that be right? Jeremy or Josh's? Jeremy.
Jeremy's Josh. Yep. I think it's Josh's, actually.
Okay. Is it?
I think.
Josh have a kid at freshman at Parkway?
Girl.
He might.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't think she'd be that.
I don't think Jeremy has any of that
might
old.
Might be Jeremy.
Any girls that old.
Could be Jeremy.
I don't know.
But anyway, that's
Josh. But yeah, I know Dave told me. He said, I got granddaughter playing. He goes, well, she's playing varsity. Hopefully she's playing.
Well, good. Good for that. And we'll look forward to that tomorrow. And game on Flickr. Yep. Simulcast with Rob Weaver, one of the best. Mr. Weaver.
Yes, he is awesome.
He's awesome.
And then Friday night, the Indians football team lost a tough one to Urbana. A game that I'm sure Coach Niekamp turned his hair gray.
We just had issues at snapping. Snapping a ball. I mean, we were in the shotgun, and I tell you what, Troy was running for his life most of the night. But I'll tell you one thing. He's a football player.
Oh, yeah.
He is some kind of football player.
He is.
I mean, those snaps would go over your head, and, you know, most guys would just jump on it. He would pick that damn thing up and still save them from losing any yards. You know, he did that 4 or 5 times.
I noticed he got frustrated a couple times, and I don't blame him.
That's got to be frustrating.
Absolutely.
He's a quarterback.
Running back there for your life. And
oh, man.
A game that, you know, God, a couple, you know, if we don't, we snap it and get it at the 1.
Yeah.
We lose by 1 touchdown. One and we're giving them.
Yep.
Twice we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, twice we had it down within the inside 20-yard line.
I don't think, and I didn't go back and listen to the game, but in my memory, they did not have, Urbana did not have a series where they gained more than 40 yards.
Well, we had. I mean, statistically, we
you know,
beat them.
Well, it, you know,
we beat them.
Right.
But. Yeah. Every way we beat them except for that. But, you know, if they had some first downs and they moved the ball some, but I don't think they ever had one series where they moved the ball more than 40 yards.
Yeah.
So if they start at the 30-yard line, they never score.
They made up. Well, the first, actually, our first fumble, I think Hartnagle might have fumbled it.
Yep.
And they were at the 20, and we stopped them. We stone cold them. You know,
we did that.
Great defense.
Yeah, we did that several times.
I thought our defense played great all night.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did. I thought they did a great job. Because we put them in a bad position 2 and 3 or 4 times, you know. And they probably gave up 2, so that's not bad. I mean,
but when they gave them up, they were almost gimmies.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was just, ugh.
Yeah, it's hard, but
I felt like
we know
we were the better team.
Yeah.
We were the better team on the field.
Yep.
We just made more mistakes than they did.
Yes, we did. And
I think Coach Niekamp said that in your interview
in the pre-game thing.
Said whoever makes the least amount of mistakes is probably going to win this game. And boom, you're right on it.
Perry Hall checks in. Perry says, we go until midnight tonight?
Yeah.
Enjoying the Brew Joe talk. He says he's telling his wife about Mr. Bruins.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, Perry, call in and Bubba and Fee can go home. You know, I'll talk till midnight.
Jack texted in and said, ask Pork about birthdays.
What's birthdays?
So, Crew have one coming? Does your wife have one coming?
Asking about birthday.
Well, thanks for putting him on the spot there, Jack.
Jody checks in, says, sounding good. Enjoyed the Joe talk.
Your wife is listening?
Good stuff.
How about that, D?
I think she wants a little loving tonight.
Yes. It's time, baby.
So, I'll keep you here till Rocker gets done.
There you go. Yeah, so.
You know Rocker's in love with her.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this week, the Indians travel to Coldwater, take on the Cavaliers, and Coach Blockberger's son, Baylen is having a hell of a year.
Baylen's having a good year, yeah.
And the Cavaliers just beat Bell Fountain with the Ohio State commit quarterback. Tavion and Indians.
St. Clair, maybe? Or
St. Clair, St. Brown, St. something. St. Sebastian.
He's a saint.
Yeah, could be.
St. Joe Festival?
Could be the St. Joe Festival.
St. Joe Festival?
We got hands full Friday night.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
That's a good ball club. You know, they always are. It's always
Maybe their snapper will snap the ball over his head a few times.
Yeah, hopefully ours don't.
And we got the JV team played Urbana on Saturday and just beat the crap out of them, 42-7. Yeah, good job by the JV team getting that win. And I think they might be 2-0. It'll be Wayne Trace first week.
Yeah,
so they're 2-0. And
they're just starting out great.
Absolutely. So, our junior high, I haven't heard anything on the junior high. They play tomorrow night probably?
I would say yes. No doubt.
So they probably play.
I'm sure that's right, but I don't know that for sure.
I've seen our JV volleyball girls won.
They're undefeated as well.
They're undefeated.
Yeah. Yep, so
good start.
Good start to the season.
I think our JV's good. I think our junior high is doing okay. You know, we're doing okay.
And I think our JV boys won the MAC tournament or Mercer County tournament Saturday at Portland, and we had the medalist.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Caleb Smith, is that right?
That's it.
Yep. Caleb Smith.
Caleb Smith was the JV champion, so congratulations to Caleb.
Girls had a couple of personal bests, too, I think.
See, they won last night. Did won a Mac.
Yeah.
Parkway, maybe, or Marion, something like that. So,
yeah, I think we're doing okay. We just need to get some things fixed on our football team. And
yeah, it's a bummer because you got to win those damn games early.
Especially the off games. Because
we could have won both of them.
Yep. Could be two.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely.
We'd be in the playoffs. We'd be in the playoffs.
Say that again there, Park. I think
they need to learn how to tackle.
I think we need to keep that on a loop, and we'll play that every once in a while during the games.
Ohio State opens up at 3:30 on Saturday against the Indiana Hoosiers. 31-point favorites. I'll take Indiana.
I'd say 44. No.
I'll take IU, $5.
All right.
Can you give me I want 30 on them.
Yeah, I'll give you 38.
You're on.
Yep.
38. It's time. I like the Buckeyes.
I
like the Buckeyes, too. That's too many points. First game, we don't even know who our quarterback now. It's Kyle McCord, but
Last night at the volleyball match, there's like maybe 50 or 100 Jay County guys that were there hollering, and our guys, our football team walked in partway through the first set, and of course their fans all booed at them, and of course they're yelling back and forth. Now they weren't saying anything about IU Buckeyes, but they were saying Notre Dame's going to beat Ohio State.
Yeah,
so we're going to find out that here few weeks.
Jay County's 2-0.
Yeah.
Rob Weaver said, I asked Rob it's going to be long season football.
Really?
No, beat Huntington North. Yeah. Yep.
So I hope they do well.
I do too. I mean, we ought to play them.
Yeah.
That should be our
number. I understand why we would. Yep. You know, I know it's bad for them when we beat them, but.
Does that do anything for them?
No, because every team's in a playoff, right?
They get in. Yeah, they don't get in. They get in whether they're 0-0 whatever. 0-10. Yeah.
So why wouldn't they
play us? Yeah, you got a big crowd. You got a good gate.
Yep.
It's going to make some money.
Both ways.
And then next weekend, the Browns get to beat the piss out of the Bengals on the opener.
Yes,
Sunday. That's no doubter. That's easy money.
Easy money.
But then
Browns catching 2.5.
You've also said that you wouldn't be upset if the Bengals.
Well, for Brunsey.
For Joe Bruns,
the Browns are out of it.
Well, you get the Browns out first.
Take the money line.
Because Joe would know
that
we were
were lying.
Yep, Joe knows.
He knows we were lying.
Yeah, he does.
Fee, you are not betting on the Bengals because the Browns are still in it.
Yeah,
you're right.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows.
And Joe knows.
God damn it.
Sausage, thanks for stopping by, my brother.
Bonnie, he's diehard, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll be.
Oh, yeah. They get fired up.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, Vonnie will be fired up. I love Trevor. Follow Trevor on Twitter when his Trevor's dad goes nuts.
Trevor's like, he deletes his dad. He's like, sorry, I can't follow you during football season.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, one play goes wrong in the Bengals and Vonnie.
Stupidest coach of all time.
Yeah.
Fire!
And he's even a coach. You know? Oh, what a neat bird. What a neat bird.
Hey, I got a good Ohio State, Indiana story.
All right, let's go.
So, long time ago, Big P, Bubba and me, probably eight of us, I think.
Yep.
So we go to IU to watch Ohio State play football there. So Big P comes back. I got eight tickets in the front row for $15 a piece. Unbelievable. Perfect. You're awesome. We're in. So we go down there. We're fired up. You know, there we are on the field. This is tremendous. And the game comes up, and all of a sudden, here comes all the players, and they all stand. Couldn't see a thing.
No. All we see was the back of Indiana football
players.
All we
could see was asses. Yep. Oh, for God's sake.
Great seats, Big P.
That sounds like...
Big P, I got us in the front row.
Sounds like the seats I got...
he probably got them free with Rams.
Oh, yeah, him and Rams.
30 years ago, I got like front row seats for the Michigan game
at the
Horseshoe.
Ooh, that's big.
And so... I get there, and I'm clear on the end where they come in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see the last 20 yards because they put the bleachers in the end zone of the open end.
So you got to see about half a game.
Yeah.
The neat thing about that, the night we went, which, Bubba, I know you're going to know, too, because remember the defensive coach, we were killing them. I mean, we scored for seven times we had the ball.
I remember.
But the defensive guys sent them guys down, and I have never seen a coach get so mad.
Yeah.
Spit was flying all over these guys, and none of them would say it. They were just staring there, nothing. They're scared to death. Mm. I was like, this is the greatest scene I've ever had in my life.
It was neat sitting there.
It was neat because you were so close, and you heard all that screaming and yelling.
We didn't let Big P know we liked
that. No. Worst seats I ever seen, Big P.
Then we went to casino, went to Lawrenceburg.
Yeah. We went to Seymour.
Probably.
Yeah.
From
Bloomington.
From Bloomington.
Mm-hmm. That's right on the way, Big Piece.
It's on the way. It's right on the way back.
We got back in time for work on Monday.
We got home about 5 in the morning.
Late.
I remember that. We had some great road trips. Purdue trip was one of the classics with Gary Wendell.
Oh, my God. And that throw.
Oh, yeah. We was there.
It was right at us. It was the neatest thing ever. Yep. He scored fourth and one.
Yep. And we
throws that son of a bitch in for a touchdown. And
holy Buckeyes
win. It was unbelievable.
Brent Musburger. Holy Buckeyes.
Holy Buckeyes.
We were right there in the end zone.
Came right at us. And everybody's hugging.
Well, the thing about our seats at Purdue was we had me and Big P and Gary, and we had another fat guy.
Chuck.
So, and the seats were about 6 inches.
That was unbelievable.
So for us to get in, all of us get there, we were sideways.
We took turns. Four guys would stand up. The other four guys get a set. Now we go switch.
Yeah, because we're all so fat.
We're all big.
It was like unbelievable. That place was packed.
Oh, my God. It was
Cross Sage Stadium. Yeah. Man, that was a fun freaking trip. I remember when we got in there and all of a sudden, scoot over.
I can't.
Scoot over. You can't either.
There's four more guys supposed to get in here. We're all looking at you.
Oh, well, man. Look at us.
No chance getting
Gary.
In.
Gary. Oh, he's glad. And we all went in a van.
Yeah.
And Gary sat in the back of the van.
Was this Big P's brown van?
I don't think it was a brown one.
It was one of Big P's.
Yeah. It was a van. That was a classic.
Jeez. We used to go all kinds of places in that stupid brown van.
Yeah.
Man.
Had that PA system on. Remember that?
Yeah, had the CB with
CB
the,
of the radio.
With the speaker out front.
Speaker out there. To buy a paper doll. Neil'd be in the back.
That's Pud Man doing
it. Yeah, but you guys are all classic.
I remember Big Pete doing a going through town, and like when he closed the bar, he'd drive up and down the streets just hollering stuff with his PA, his speaker outside.
Classic. It was.
There's an emergency. There's a tornado coming or whatever. That was so much fun.
There was
in classics.
I want to thank Pork for stopping up. Hobbsy for calling in. Pete, once again, you're awesome. Neil behind the boards. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Yep.
We'll probably get on a little closer to our 8 o'clock, maybe 8:15.
Yeah, 8:15, 8:20. We'll see where
there. 8:16,
We'll try to get Hal on next week, maybe.
Yeah, let's talk Reds.
That'd be good. Yep.
Reds are in there. Don't give up on them.
Holiday weekend, folks. Everybody have a safe holiday weekend.
Have a fun Labor Day weekend.
Sports Talk presented by
the UNIGA.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.